This week's Parsha is Parsha's Masay, and we will start with the beginning of the Parsha, chapter 33, verse number 1. The Pasuk starts, Eile Masay B'nei Yisrael. This is the journeys of the Jewish people, Asher Yatzu Meretz Mitzrayim Letzivoisom, that went out of the land of Egypt according to their legions, Beyad Moshe V'Aharon, under the hand of Moshe V'Aharon. The first Rashi in this week's Parsha asks a question, why is it important to know all the places that the Jewish people went to? Why does the Torah have to list all these places? Rashi answers in his first answer that the reason that the Torah writes down all these places is to teach you Hashem's kindness, meaning that since it was decreed after the sin of the Meraglim of the spies that the Jewish people will move about and wander in the wilderness, you might have thought that they were wandering and moving from journey to journey the entire 40 years and they didn't have a moment of rest. To dispel this notion, the Torah writes down all the 42 places that the Jewish people journeyed. And in the first year, up to the sin of the spies, we journeyed 14 places. And in the last year, after the death of Aharon, we journeyed 8 places. Then in the first year, we have 14. And in the last year, we have 8, for a total of 22. If you deduct from 42 places, 22 places, ends up being that during the remaining 38 years of the desert, we only journeyed in 20 places. In other words, we didn't go travel every day or every month from place to place. We stood mostly in one place, at least a year, because in 38 years, we moved about 20 different places. That shows that even though Hashem decreed that we'd be moving around in the desert, nonetheless, Hashem acted kindly towards us and didn't make us move every day or every month. He only made us move in 38 years to 22 places. Rashi nonetheless mentions that we were in 42 masois, 42 journeys, while we were in the desert. We will try to understand what's the significance of our sojourning in the desert, 42 places. Why specifically 42 places? Before we answer these questions, we will try to answer the question that Rashi posed in the beginning of why do we have to have a list of the masoes and see how different Mefarshim answer in different ways. Rashi brings a second answer from Medrash Tanchuma, where the Medrash Tanchuma cites an example to a person who has a sick son, and he's required to take this son to a faraway place in order for him to get healed. When he's coming back, he mentions to the son, here is where we slept. In this place, it was very cold to us. And in this place, you had a huge headache. And so forth, he discusses all the places that the child was. And the Medrash Tanchuma concludes, the same way Hashem Yisborach told Moshe Rabbeinu that count all the places where the Jewish people angered me, therefore it's written, Eile Masay B'nei Yisrael, that these are the sojourns of the Jewish people. The Malbim and the Gra explain this analogy of the Medrash Tanchuma specifically fitting for the Jewish people, meaning that in Egypt we were in the 49th level of Tumah, 49th level of spirit contamination, meaning we were the lowest level that a human being is able to get since Egypt is so corrupt. And in order to get healed from that contamination, we cannot instantly become purified because that is not going to have a lasting effect. As we could see during the desert years, many times we requested to go back to Egypt because we were not yet completely purified. And that is the analogy of the Medrash of saying that the healing was in a faraway place. It could not be done instantly. it had to be done in different stages throughout the years of the desert. Therefore, Hashem took us into the desert and gave us some trials and gave us some tribulations in order for us to become purified in the same way that you purify gold, that through every trial, through every miracle that Hashem showed us, we became more connected to Hashem, until we're able to get completely new clothing, until we are completely healed. That now we are about to go into Eretz Yisrael, we are completely healed, we are able to shed the levels of impurity, and we are worthy to go into the land of Israel. But nonetheless, Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to remind us of all the bad things that we did, all the troubles and all the sins that we committed in the desert during the purification period, for us to remember that if we do those things again, Hashem will punish us in the same way that He punished us. Like a doctor, after he cures somebody, he tells his patient, don't eat this, otherwise you'll get sick again. Do not do this behavior, otherwise you will be in trouble again. So too, Hashem told us that we should not act in the same way that we acted in these masois, in these journeys, because otherwise you will get hurt again. That even though now we were pure, but nonetheless, if you do not learn the lesson from your sickness, then you'll suffer again. And also Hashem wanted to show His kindness and His love for the Jewish people, that even though we were still considered impure and we were still sinning, nonetheless, Hashem made miracle for us. In the same way that a father, even though sometimes his son misbehaves, but nonetheless, he still takes care of his son, so too, Hashem wanted you to know that now that you're coming into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem loves you very much, and He loved you also in the desert, even though you misbehaved, that He showed us miracles in different masois, different journeys, even though we misbehaved. Therefore, to emphasize this point, that we should not get sick again, meaning that we should not misbehave again, and also to make us aware of Hashem's love to us. Therefore, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you will serve Hashem with all your heart, because you know for sure that Hashem loves you. The Ramban brings the Rambam in Moir Nevoichim, which the Rambam in the Guide to the Perplexed says that the reason these journeys are written is because in future generations there are going to be skeptics, in the same way that we have skeptics nowadays that doubt any story written in the Torah, and they will say that they are not denying that we were 40 years in the desert, but we were 40 years close to civilization, because it's inconceivable that a nation of 600,000 people, besides the women and children and the older men, would sojourn in a place where there is no grass, there is no water for that amount of time. And they will say that we were surely next to civilized areas where we could buy those necessities in order to survive. Therefore, Hashem is telling us all the 42 places that we sojourned in order to prove to everybody that these places are not close to any civilized area. These places are in the middle of the desert where nothing grows and no water flows. Nonetheless, through the miracles and the kindness of Hashem, we were able to survive those places. In other words, according to the Rambam in Moir Nevoichim, the Guide to the Perplexed, the reason for writing these journeys is to dispel the notion of the skeptics that during the 40 years of the desert, we were close to civilization. The question that I have on this Rambam in Moir Nevoichim is that I don't understand the reason for writing the journeys. Because Memon Efshach, meaning, if the skeptics believe in the Torah, then clearly we have in the Torah the Parshas Aman. In Parshas Beshalach, we have there that the Jewish people don't have what to eat. They come to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem makes it fall manna from heaven. And it says clearly there that we ate the manna for 40 years until we got into Eretz Yisrael. And also there we have the parsha of the Be'er, of the well of Miriam, where the people didn't have any water. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock and water came out. And further we have the story on Parshas Chukas, where again there was no water after Miriam passed away. Then Moshe Rabbeinu again hit the rock and water resurfaced and restarted. Then obviously we could see clearly that our existence in the desert was miraculous. There is no need to write down the journeys that the Jewish people took in the desert. And if they do not believe in the Torah, they do not believe that the manna happened, or they don't believe that the well of Miriam happened, then what is the purpose of writing the journeys? They won't believe that the journeys happened either. Then we have a question on the Rambam: why bother to write the list of the places that the Jewish people sojourned in the desert if the skeptics won't believe in Torah anyways? If they don't believe that we had a miraculous existence up till now, how does the lighting of the places that we went convince them that we did have a miraculous existence in the desert? The Sephora explains that the reason that Hashem wrote all the places that we sojourned is to remind Hashem of our kindness. As it's written in Yirmiyahu chapter 2, verse number 2, it's written there, Koyomar Hashem, so did Hashem say, Zocharti lach chesed neuraich, I remember for your sake the kindness of your youth, Ahavas kloisaich, the love of your bridal days, Lechtech acharai bamidbar, that you followed me in the desert, Be'eretz loizerua, in an unsown land, meaning that we followed Hashem to the desert, and that is a huge kindness, a huge merit for us. Therefore, Hashem, who likes all the merits of the Jewish people to be clearly written down, decided to write down all the 42 places that we sojourned to show everybody that these places are places that there is no civilization, there is no planting, it's a total desert. Nonetheless, the Jewish people followed Hashem, therefore will get this merit. Sefer Mincha Belula gives an interesting and practical answer why all these places are listed. And he says that there is a mitzvah that whenever we come to a place that a miracle happened to our forefathers, we are required to make a bracha. We have to make a bracha, Baruch she'asa l'avoseinu neis b'mokem hazeh, that blessed be Hashem that made to our forefathers a miracle in this place. Therefore, in order for us to know which places there was a miracle, Hashem lists all the 42 places in order that when you get to those places, you'll be able to recite the blessing, Baruch she'asa neis l'avoseinu b'mokem hazeh, that blessed be Hashem who made a miracle for our forefathers in this place. Rabbeinu Bachya says that the reason that it's listed the name of the places where we sojourned is to teach you that the way that you are close to Hashem, the way that you are connected to Hashem, that is the place that Hashem is going to take you. And he cites examples. One of the masoes that we have is on Pasuk number 23, where we went to Har Shofer. Har Shofer is translated as a beautiful mountain. That was a good place because we were in a good state of connection to Hashem. The other place that he says is on Pasuk number 28, which is written Vayachnu b'Misko, that we rested in Misko. Misko is from the word matok, sweet. Therefore, we went to a sweet place because we were connected to Hashem. That means that if we have a close connection, Hashem takes you to good places. But in the other hand, if you are not close to Hashem, you are rebelling against Hashem, you believe that Hashem is unfair towards you, then Hashem will take you to bad places. And he cites a few examples for that too. That after Har Shefer we started misbehaving, then Hashem took us on Pasuk number 24 to Charado. Charado is from the word Charat, fear, that we took us to a place where we became fearful. Or he says in the beginning, right after we left Egypt, we were not so close to Hashem. So on Pasuk number 8, Hashem took us tomorrow to a bitter place. In other words, the places Hashem takes you reflects your connection to Hashem. If you are close to Hashem, Hashem will take you to good, sweet places. If you are not close to Hashem, then unfortunately Hashem will take you to bitter places. And that is the reason why the places are listed for you to learn this lesson. The Tzrora Mor gives a different and intriguing answer, and he says that anybody who reads the Masoes doesn't really understand what the Masoes are, but knows that since Hashem put the Masoes, the journeys, in the Torah, it must be something important, it must be something relevant. And specifically, when the Torah says in Pasuk number 2 that Vayichtov Moshe es Moitzoyem lemaseyem al pi Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote their coming out to their journeys through the mouth of Hashem, that means that Hashem wanted everybody to know that this was clearly written by Hashem. And yet we do not understand what is taught by it. So too we'll learn that even though we think we understand a passage in the Torah and we could explain what it really means, nonetheless we have to know that there is hidden multiple secrets in those words, and we have to make sure that we try to learn those secrets. Meaning that since in the Torah is written the journeys, and we could read the plain text, but yet everybody understands that there are hidden messages in these journeys, that these journeys cannot be the plain text, cannot be in the simple meaning. Because if that would have been so, then obviously they don't have to be repeated. There is no purpose to just write them. So too, a lot of different places where we think we understand the meaning, clearly we do not understand it, and we have to search for the deeper meaning on those verses. Then Sefer Tzora Mor says that in this idea of the Masoes is something very special, and that has to do with the quantity of Masoes. The quantity of Masoes were done al pi Hashem, that means through the guidance of Hashem, through the mouth of Hashem, and there is Hashem of Mem Beis Oisyois, a 42 letter. Kabbalistically, the Ono B'choyach that we say every morning was composed by Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, and it contains 42 words, the initials of which form the secret 42 letter name of Hashem. Moreover, Mefarshim explained, all our travelings are made by these 42 letters of Hashem, meaning that we are afforded protection in our travelings by the name of Hashem, the secret name of Hashem that consists of 42 letters. And since the Masoes are representative of the name of Hashem, and since we don't want to have any division in the name of Hashem, the Tzora Mor says, therefore it is not proper to interrupt and stop in the middle of reading of the Masoes. Meaning that while you're reading all these 42 journeys, the Baal Kore, the one who is reading the Torah, should not make an interruption, either by giving to somebody else to read or by stopping in the middle, because then he would be separating the 42 letters name of Hashem. And as a matter of fact, this Tzora Mor is brought by the Magen Avraham, Simen Tov Kof Ches, 428, Sifkoten Ches, Sifkoten 8, and also is brought down Le Halacha by the Mishneh Berurah in the same Simen, Sivkotn Chav Aleph, Sop Simon 21. That made me wonder, since we know that Hashem has a lot of different names, why specifically during the journeys he wanted to allude to us that he's using the name of 42 letters. I wanted to say that this is based on the Pasuk in Shmos chapter 3, verse number 14. There, Moshe Rabbeinu is asked by Hashem to go to the Jewish people and tell them that Hashem is going to redeem them from Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, if I am going to tell them this, they are going to ask me, what is the name of Hashem? Meaning, what manifestation of the name of Hashem is the one that's redeeming them from Egypt? Pasuk Yudalet says, Vayomer Elohim al Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ehye asher ehye, I will be that I will be. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Ehye asher ehye? What does it mean, I will be that I will be? Rashi says, I will be Betzora Zeus, I will be the Jewish people in this Tzora, in these troubles, meaning in this subjugation, Asher Eye Imam B'Shibut Shar Malchios, that I will be there in the future, in any future subjugation, any future troubles that the Jewish people are going to have, I'll be there again with them. Moshe Rabbeinu counters to Hashem and says, Hashem, how can I say that name of Hashem that foretells that the Jewish people are going to have future troubles? Dayom Betzorazu. It's enough for the troubles now. Meaning that since the Jewish people are now involved in troubles because they are subjugated by the Egyptians, you can't tell them that in the future, after the redemption, they are going to have more troubles again, that this will require the assistance of Hashem again. It's enough that I tell them that you are with them in this trouble and you are going to redeem them. They are already consumed with this trouble. Why tell them about future troubles? Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you spoke well. Tell them, Eye Shelochani Aleichem, that Eye is the one that sent you. But nonetheless, Hashem really wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them originally, Eye Asher Eye, that I will be in this trouble and I will be in the future trouble. The numerical value of the word Eye, the name of Hashem that I will be, is 21. The Aleph is 1, the He is 5, that makes it 6, the Yud is 10, that makes it 16, and the He is 5, that makes it 21. So when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Eye Asher Eye, I will be that I will be, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu 2 times Eye, that Hashem is if was in all our moving, in all our troubles, that is equivalent to 2 times Eye. I will be here now and I will be in the future. So 2 times 21, it's equal to 42. That means that the name 42 of Hashem signifies that Hashem is not only with us in the troubles of Egypt, Hashem is with us everywhere we go. Therefore, specifically here, when we are discussing the journeys of the Jewish people, Hashem wanted to emphasize that it was Al Pi Hashem, that Hashem is with us everywhere we go. Therefore, Hashem made sure that we have 42 journeys, equivalent to Ehye Asher Ehye, I will be that I will be. And Hashem made sure that the shame of Hashem, Membeis, is present in order for us to know that this is the name of Hashem that is with us in all our travels, in all our travails, in all our troubles, to know that we should never lose hope, that always Hashem is with us, Hashem is taking care of us, and Hashem is protecting us. Even though sometimes you may not feel Hashem's presence, it doesn't seem that Hashem is with us, but nonetheless, we know that Hashem is with us in every tzara, every trouble that we have. Therefore, we are reassured that Hashem is protecting us, that Hashem is taking care of us, even though it may not seem so. According to this, I wanted to answer, we understand an interesting halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai that we have regarding tefillin, meaning that the tefillin sharash, the tefillin that we put in the head, has an interesting peculiarity. Normally, we write a shin with three heads, meaning the shin has got three heads sticking out. But in tefillin sharash, we have something different. In one side of the tefillin, we have a regular shin with three heads, and in the other side of the tefillin, we have a shin with four heads. Normally, we do not see a shin with four heads, but the halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, meaning the rule straight from Sinai, says that in tefillin sharash, in one side we have a shin with three heads, and in the other side we have a shin with four heads. The letter shin could be viewed as three vavs coming together in a point, meaning that each head of the shin is a vav, and a regular shin is three vavs coming together in a point. And a shin with four heads would be considered as four vavs coming together in a point. So if I have four vavs in one side and three vavs in the other side, we have a total of seven vavs in the tefillin sharash. Seven vavs is numerical value 42, because the vav is numerical value 6. 7 times vav times 6 is 42. 42, as we mentioned, is the Shem Hashem, Eheyeh Asher Heyeh, I will be that I will be, which means that Shem signifies that Hashem is with us no matter where we are, no matter how much trouble we are in, no matter where we are, Hashem is always with us. And that could be the message of the tefillin. When a person puts tefillin and he has problems, or he is going through troubles, or he is going through successes, he always knows that Hashem is with him. Because in his tefillin, he's got the two shins, one with four heads and one with three heads. Together, they make up to seven vavs. And since seven vavs is 42, that signifies the name Hashem, Eyeh Asher Eyeh. Therefore, a person who puts on tefillin is always reminded that Hashem is with him, because he has got the Shem Hashem of 42, which is the same name of Hashem now that we mentioned, that's going in our masois, in our travels. That name is in his tefillin sharash and is constantly protecting him. Regarding the number 42, why specifically 42 masois, 42 travels, I wanted to answer based on the Itav Lev in this Parsha. The Itav Lev starts in the Parsha Eile Masai Bnei Israel, and he says that there is another time that the word Eile was written, and that is in Shmos chapter 32, verse number 4, where there we are sinning in the golden calf. The Jewish people said, Eile Elohecho Israel, that this is your God Israel. And he says that this sin caused that the Jewish people should not be able to go into Eretz Israel directly. Because of this, the Jewish people stood longer at Sinai, and then they built the Mishkan, and then eventually they sent the Meraglim. That delay caused them to fall from the levels that they were at Sinai. Therefore, we had to go sojourning in order to atone for the sin of the golden calf. Meaning, we know that if you leave your house, if you move from place to place, that atones. Therefore, the masois that the Jewish people took throughout the desert was to atone for the sin of the golden calf. And according to the Itav Lev, the pasuk means to say Eile, to atone for the sin of Eile Elohecho Israel. Therefore, Maaseh Bnei Israel, this was the travels of the Jewish people. The journeys of the Jewish people was to atone for the sin of Eile, when the Jewish people said on the golden calf, Eile Elohecho Israel, these are your God Israel. And according to this, Sefer Pardes Yosef says, that is the reason why it's written here, Al Pi Hashem, and why the Masois were 42. Since we mentioned that 42 is equivalent to the 42-letter name of Hashem, Hashem wanted to emphasize that even though I exiled you and I am punishing you, but nonetheless, I am still connected to you, I am close to you, I am here, and all your travels are done by my name, Al Pi Hashem. That even though I decreed that you should sojourn in the desert, I am still connected to you and I haven't given up hope on you. Therefore, I make sure that you go 42 Masois, 42 sojourning, and you always go Al Pi Hashem by the name of Hashem, by the name of Hashem of 42. What the Itav Lev brings down is also written in Lekute Maharan, Chelik Aleph Osmem, that he brings down in the name of Sefer Asorah Mamorois, that Bishvil Shechotu Be'ele Elohecho Yisrael, that because the Jewish people did the golden calf, and they sinned by saying the words, these are the gods Israel, Bishvil Zeh Yisu Bnei Yisrael, because of that the Jewish people require to go sojourning. The Lekute Maharan says, Nimtza comes out of this, Shekol Nasir Shalodom, Hu Bishvil Kilkul Ha'emuna, that all the sojourning that a person has to do in this world is only because he did something wrong in his emuna, in his belief in Hashem. Hainu Bechinas Avodah Zarah, that is the category of idolatry, meaning that if you do not have complete trust in Hashem, that Hashem could do and supply you if anything you need, then you are in the category of idolatry, that you believe there is other beings controlling the world, that Hashem doesn't control the world alone, and you don't rely on Hashem for doing all you want, because if you would have relied on Hashem and you would have complete belief in Hashem, you wouldn't leave your house to look for parnasa, to look for livelihood, to look for other things, since you know that Hashem could give you those things no matter what. Hashem could give you anything you need just by you having trust in Hashem. And the fact that you go out looking for things, that shows that you don't have complete trust in Hashem. And therefore, it's almost like Avodah Zarah, almost like idolatry. According to this idea, our sojourning in the desert was because of our lack of emunah, and only after we walked the 42 Masois, then we are able to regain or reconnect our emunah, and now we have atoned for the sin of the golden calf. Changing a little bit the topic, in this week's parsha, in chapter 35, we are discussing the cities of refuge. When somebody killed somebody else by mistake, he was required to be exiled to the city of refuge until the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, died. There were 6 standard cities of refuge, 3 on the other side of the Jordan and 3 in Eretz Israel. And in addition to those 6 cities of refuge, there were 42 cities of the Levites, which acted also as cities of refuge. The Gemara explains the differences between the 6 cities of refuge and the additional 42 cities of refuge. But nonetheless, there were originally 6 cities of refuge, and the Pasuk there says, Vesa'orim ashetitnu levim, the cities that you give to the Levites, as Sheish Oremiklot, these 6 cities of refuge, Asher Titnu, that you give Lanu Shomer Tzeach, that a murderer should run to them, Valeyem Titnu, and besides them you should give Arboim Ushtaim Ir, another 42 cities. Meaning that there was 6 cities of refuge and then 42 cities were added to it. The Apterov in his Sefer Oyev Yisrael brings an interesting concept of the 6 cities and the 42 cities. He says that the 6 cities are equivalent to the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There are 6 words in this sentence. Each city of refuge was equivalent to one of these words, and the other 42 cities of refuge were corresponding to the 42 words that we have in the portion Vo'ahavto es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. This comprises of 42 words. Because of those 42 words, Hashem established 42 cities of refuge. We see again the number 42 appearing, and without the Apterov's interpretation of the Shema, we could have said that the idea is also that even though the person is going to Golos, he's going to the cities of refuge, to exile, he still should remember that the name of Hashem of 42, which signifies Eyeh Asher Eyeh, that Hashem is together with the Jewish people, no matter where they go, is there. But the Apterov says that this has to do with the Shema, and we know the Shema normally is said when somebody is lacking emuna, somebody is lacking trust in Hashem, that is when we are supposed to say the Shema, and specifically the chapter Vo'ahavto es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha, that you should love Hashem your God with all your heart and with all your soul. The Gemara says that afilu unoiteles nafshecha, that even if it cost you your soul, meaning somebody is threatening your life and says that if you do not worship the idol, I will kill you, nonetheless, you are required to love Hashem and let yourself be killed in order not to worship the idol. That even if they take your soul, you still have to maintain fast in your belief of Hashem. Then clearly, this portion of the Shema comes to go against idolatry. And since, according to the Yitav Lev, the reason of our 42 sojournings in the deserts, the reason for our 42 Masaos was because we sin in the golden calf, we transgress this idea of Ahavto es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha. Therefore, specifically Hashem sent us 42 Masaos, 42, to remind us of this portion of Ahavto es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha, that we are required to love Hashem even if they take your soul. And then, if we have this ingrained in our system, we would have not have sinned by the golden calf, because we will know that we have to let ourselves be killed in order not to worship idols. And according to this, I want to answer a very interesting Psikta Zutrase in Shemos chapter 35 from Pasuk number 11. There it's written 42 times the word es. For example, on Pasuk number 11 it's written es hamishkan, es aloi, ve es michseyo. If you count, it's going to be 42 times the word es. The Psikta brings down that Marana v'Rabbana Tuvyao b'Rabbi Elazar Zal, that our great rabbi Tuvyao ben Rabbi Elazar says that the reason it's written 42 times the word es, which connects 42 things that we built for the Mishkan, in order to preempt the 42 sacrifices that Balak ben Zippor is going to bring in order to allow Bilam to curse the Jewish people. Meaning that Balak ben Zippor is going to bring 42 sacrifices because he brought 14 sacrifices 3 times. He brought 7 bulls and 7 rams in 3 different locations. This merit will stand for him, and to negate this merit that he had, Hashem told us to preempt this by building the Mishkan, which consists of 42 parts. Like that, we'll be able to preempt Balak's sacrifices, and they won't have the desired effect. Consequently, Bilam won't be able to curse the Jewish people. And the Psikta finishes and says, Uchaneged aboy mushnai masois, and it's equivalent also to the 42 sojourning, Shenosu Yisrael mitzrayim adayardein, that the Jewish people took from Egypt until the Jordan, and the Psikta doesn't explain what it means. Meaning, the Psikta is connecting the Mishkan with the sacrifices that Balak brought, with the Masois that the Jewish people took, with the sojourning of the Jewish people. The obvious connection is that they all number 42. There were 42 parts in the Mishkan, there were 42 sacrifices that Balak brought, and there were also 42 sojournings in the desert. But the Psikta doesn't really explain how they are connected. What is the meaning behind them? According to what we just mentioned from the Itavlev and from the Apterov, we could understand a beautiful connection between them, meaning that the Jewish people sinned in the golden calf. Once they sinned the golden calf, they transgressed the Vahavto Es Hashem Elokecha Bechol Levavcha Uvechol Nafshcha. They transgressed the mitzvah that they have to love Hashem with all their heart and all their soul, because they worship the idol and they didn't give up their soul. Instead, that stands as a criticism on the Jewish people. That criticism, that Vahavto, is what Balak tried to take advantage of. Balak tried to say to Hashem that I am holier than the Jewish people because I trust you completely. I'm bringing you 42 sacrifices in order to curse the Jewish people. He wanted the Vahavto, which has 42 words, should be a criticism on the Jewish people, that the Jewish people did the golden calf, because since there is 42 words in the Vahavto and the Jewish people transgressed this idea, therefore Balak wanted them to be punished, and he wanted to remind Hashem that the Jewish people did the golden calf. Like that, he thought that Hashem would allow him to curse the Jewish people. In order to preempt them, Hashem gave an atonement to the Jewish people by building the Mishkan. The Mishkan, according to Rashi, is atonement for the sin of the golden calf, and Hashem specifically told us to use 42 ingredients in order for us to remember the Vahavto Es Hashem Elokecha Bechol Levavcha Uvechol Nafshecha, because Hashem wanted us to remember that we have to die instead of worshipping idols, and we built the Mishkan in 42 parts to remind us all the time that we are not going to do idolatry anymore, and we are always going to remember the Vahavto, that we have to sacrifice ourselves for the sanctification of Hashem's name. That remembrance and that admission that we do in front of Hashem, that itself serves as a block of criticism, because when you admit and you confess your sins to Hashem, Hashem doesn't allow anybody else to criticize you for it, because since you already admitted, there is no reason for somebody else to criticize. So once we built the Mishkan, where we admitted by building it in 42 parts that we transgress the Vahavto Es Hashem Elokecha Bechol Levavcha Uvechol Nafshecha, now Balak's criticism doesn't take effect. Because what is Balak telling us that we didn't say ourselves? We are confessing to Hashem that we sinned. Therefore, somebody else criticizing us on the same sin doesn't work and it doesn't take effect anymore. Therefore, Balak's 42 sacrifices did not work. And those 42 parts of the Mishkan really acted as a preemption, as a buffer on Balak's criticism. But nonetheless, our atonement was not complete. Therefore, Hashem took us to the 42 Masois, 42 sojourning, to complete the atonement that we had because of the sin of the golden calf. And the reason, again, why Hashem told us to go in 42 sojournings is, again, to remind us, the Vahavto Es Hashem Elokecha Bechol Levavcha Uvechol Nafshecha, which consists of 42 words, which teaches you not to do idol worship and teaches you that you're required to love Hashem no matter what. That only after the 42 sojournings, our atonement became complete and we are now ready to enter the land of Israel. We'll conclude with what the Kotzker Rebbe says, that in Parshas Maaseh is alluded to all the sojournings that the Jewish people are going to do throughout all generations, and a person has to know that all masoes, everything that goes through his life, it's done al pi Hashem, by the mouth of Hashem, in the same way that the original masoes were done. And we always have to remember that Hashem is with us no matter where we are, in this galus or any other galus. And in the same way that there was an end of the first galus, because after 42 masoes we enter Eretz Yisrael, so too we should know that it's going to be an end in our tzaras, that eventually Moshiach will come, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, b'mheira b'yomeinu, amen.